This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, we have Cassie and Todd on the line right now, and Cassie, you called us and you told us that you wanted to talk with Todd and get some advice on this because you are pregnant. How long? How far along are you?
I'm about 8 months.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
And Todd is your husband, and he is not wanting to go into the delivery room. Have I got that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, Todd, now this is obviously something you guys have had to been talking about for a while now. What is your take on this? Why don't you want to go into the delivery room?
Well, my dad didn't go in the delivery room, and, you know, neither did my granddad. And, you know, my dad's still alive, and he tells me that, his friends have gone in there, and it's just an unpleasant experience.
What?
So I kind of thought maybe I'll just stick to tradition.
Yeah.
And, go that route, but
wow.
My wife doesn't really think so.
I went in with my wife, and Todd, I think you might be onto something here.
Okay.
I went in and watched my wife, and as she was laying there in the stirrups, and I saw my child for the first time, I couldn't help but think, that's disgusting.
Tom.
Yeah.
I really didn't. Okay. I didn't have the moment that you had, Hawk, until he was out and I was holding on to him over by where they weigh him and everything.
Okay. That's a beautiful moment, too. But and I've seen Tom's video, and it's true. You're the video of your wife birthing. It was tastefully done, though, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't mind tastefully. It doesn't show any gross stuff.
He always breaks it out every time I come over to his house.
Todd, what are your reasonings for not wanting to be in the delivery room?
Well, my dad wasn't in there when I was delivered, and, you know, my grandfather wasn't in there when my dad was delivered, and I was, talking to my dad about it, and he just, said that from what he understands, it's like you're more in the way than anything, and
okay.
I don't really want to,
okay.
Well, if that's the case, I would say that that's wrong.
That's old-fashioned,
that
man.
Is.
Yeah.
Now, if you're truly concerned that you're going to get sick or something, that's one thing, but if it's just out of tradition, I'm going to have to go with your wife on this one.
Well, it just comes down to I don't want to be in the way, and I certainly don't want to hear my wife in pain because I know she's going to be screaming, and, I hear enough of that at home, to be completely honest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
And it's just I'm good. I'm not going to be able to do anything while I'm in there, and it's a headache I really don't want to be a part of.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're going to get a headache. I'm over here pushing out a baby, and for the rest of our lives, you need to remember what I did for us.
Sure. It's just I'm not going to be in the delivery room. I don't know why you need me there. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
No, you're going to be able to hold my hand and be there for me, and, when I'm crying and screaming and I feel like I just need emotional support there.
You're going to be so hopped up on drugs and stuff that they give you, you're not even going to know I'm going to be there.
Todd, that is not true. I did go through this with my wife, and she had an epidural, and my wife really was pretty much completely on board for everything that was going on, and she wasn't screaming because the epidural worked. But there is a place for you in the room. If you're just worried about the gross parts, sit up there by her shoulders and hold her hand and say, easy Seabiscuit or whatever it is you need to say. and just
don't say that.
But don't go down south is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Stay north
all
of the Beltline.
Oh. So what would it take for you to actually go in there?
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather spend 12 hours in a DMV and have to, be around a bunch of doctors and blood and screaming and just, them pushing me out of the way. And it sounds really unappealing.
Well, she's going to have to be around all that, plus the pain of labor. So why do you think you get to skip out?
I'll be there when she's done.
What happens if you had some kind of surgery and you need to be taken care of, of course I would be there for you. And you can't just do this for me.
I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want to be there.
You just kind of have to suck it up. You're going to have to suck it up. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be there if I'm ever in surgery, all right?
But I would be. That's what we do when we're a couple and you're family. That's what you do.
Dang, I just don't want to.
Oh.
Todd, I think you have some misunderstandings about how this delivery thing works.
It really is beautiful.
It's I don't know about that, but it's certainly not. There's not anyone pushing you out of the way.
There's someone pushing the baby out.
And they've got it set up so the husband is welcome there. We were moving mirrors around the room so my wife could see gross stuff.
Lovely.
I was taking videos and pictures, and they never once yelled at me or pushed me out of the way.
It's like a paparazzi.
Here's what
fest.
I think you guys called me to be on this program just to like bulldoze me into doing something I don't want to do. I didn't come on here
okay.
to talk anything.
Cass is the one that called.
And I don't care what anyone says.
All right, you know what,
well,
Todd?
This is good for you to hear.
This is not us to bulldoze you, and we honestly weren't trying to do that. Instead, what we'll do, we will let the listeners call in and bulldoze you instead.
Yes.
Because they're already calling right now, and I just ask you this. Listen to what they have to say over the next few minutes
yes.
here.
Just sit there by the radio and let's find out. And you guys determine who can win. And maybe you guys won't have to sleep in separate rooms tonight.
Well, if that's where it comes to, I mean, I'll sleep on the couch. I'm not going to be there.
Oh. You guys have bigger issues than just this.
You really do, man.
I'm worried about your baby.
Yeah.
Going to be born to a one-parent home.
Oh. I know it's going to be. I'm not just having this baby. I got to take care of this other baby.
Oh, okay. All right. Y'all sit by the radio and listen up, okay?
Well,
thanks for taking the time with group therapy this morning.
Thank you.
We love you. Bye bye.
All right. 1-800-386-0937. You can help us out with group therapy this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We're trying to help out Todd and Cassie. They have a baby on the way just a month from now.
Yeah.
And Todd says he does not want to be in the delivery room.
Wow.
And Cassie wants him there.
Yeah.
And so he has explained his side of the story. And we're getting a lot of advice for Todd.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and call us at 800-386-0937. Hello.
Hi. I was calling about the van and the delivery room situation.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to point out he's only thinking about the negative. When he hears his baby cry for the very first time, it's going to be a memory that he can never forget.
That's true. I do agree about that, but after it's cried about 200 times, then he wants to forget at that point.
Well, not the first one.
Especially when it's at the middle of the night
yeah.
and you hear that.
I agree with you, ma'am. I remember the moment Quinn cried the first time, and it was a very unusual and distinct cry that I could pick out from the nursery. I could go in the nursery and I wouldn't know which one was him looking at him. But he'd cry, and I'm like, oh, that one's mine.
Yeah, and just imagine that kid growing up, and you try and discipline him, and they're like, remember that day that you didn't show up the day I was born?
Oh,
thanks so
snap.
Much.
The kid won't remember.
Exactly.
Someone's going to tell him,
and
mom.
You got to think about the situation, too. Like, what if something goes wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, God willing, it doesn't.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, if you need to go in for an emergency C-section or anything like that, and they need his opinion on something, she needs to have him there.
That's a good guilt trip.
That is good. You know, because both of mine were C-section, and it's like a little puppet show, because he got the curtain there, then the kid's head comes up, it's a little big puppet show, the doctor's holding
well,
it up.
Well, that's if you do C-section.
Yeah, C-section.
I got to see the whole thing, man. Saw the top of his head. My mother-in-law's like, what's wrong with him? Is that his ear? We're like, no, it's the top of his head. So that was fun.
Well, I had myself, and you couldn't see anything, and he actually got to cut the cord and all of that and not even deal with the messy part. So
I got to do that, too. All right. Well, we love you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What you got for us?
So I keep hearing Todd say he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
I just realize it's not about his wants anymore. He's about to be a parent. He needs to be a support person for his wife.
That's true.
Point. Yeah.
He's there to support her. And it's not about him anymore. It's about that baby and what she or he needs and what his wife needs that day.
Well, you lose all your rights.
Get in there.
You lose all your rights once you're a parent. It's like, you know what? It's not about you anymore at all.
And my guess is she doesn't really want to be going through labor. Like, it doesn't look like fun.
Now,
no,
I will say.
It's not a fun thing.
Get an epidural.
Get up and get in there.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference. All right. Well, I agree with you. We think Todd's a little bit
clueless.
Stuffy.
Stuffy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Yes. I was calling in about the man with the baby.
About Todd.
Todd, yeah.
Yes. I just wanted to say that he's down low scared. He just don't want to let people know that. He's scared he's going to lose his masculinity.
Oh, wow.
But the man is scared.
Now, what do you mean when you
scared.
When you say lose his masculinity, what do you mean?
Well, he's scared if he lets people know that he's scared that he's
he'll get called names.
Look like a feminine,
I got bad news for him. People are already probably thinking bad things about him because nothing we've gotten so far has been nice.
Been positive, yeah. So any guy listening who was thinking about not going into the delivery room, you might want to rethink that.
Or you at least better come up with a better answer than Todd's.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We love you.
Thank you. Bye.
People calling in, 800-386-0937. Todd says he doesn't want to be in the delivery room, and Cassie thinks he should be there. What do you think?
My advice is for the husband, break tradition. Uh-huh. Obviously, the father and the grandfather don't know anything because they were never there.
Right.
Yeah. So I was there for my wife. I stood behind her head. Well, I mean, like kind of right beside her, held her hand, kind of held the other hand on her knee and helped pull back. She was in labor for 55 minutes.
Oh, nice.
And it was beautiful. I cut the cord. I helped wash off the baby while they were dealing with the other stuff with her.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I made the mistake of looking over at my wife while they were doing that, and I'll never forget that.
I didn't look at that. So.
They said, do you want to cut the cord? I said, no.
I cut the cord.
I did
that was
not.
A beautiful moment.
No,
was beautiful.
I don't even like plugging in cords at home.
But there was no issues with it. I was glad to help.
All right. Well, thanks for your comments this morning. We love you.
All right. Love you.
Bye bye.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And we are talking about our group therapy with Cassie and Todd because Todd doesn't want to be in the delivery room when Cassie gives birth to their child in 1 month.
Well, he said his dad and his grandpa wasn't in the delivery room.
Right.
So why should he be in there?
Well, and I think there may be more to the story. You certainly do. 1-800-386-0937. Tell us what you think.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm trying to weigh in on the therapy session this morning.
She's weighing in. It's 7 pounds, 2 ounces.
Hey, that was how much my firstborn was.
Hey, oh.
I love that.
So it was awesome.
So what are your thoughts for Todd?
I just wanted to say I'd have so much more respect for him if he would just admit that he was scared to be in there instead of all these other reasons and excuses and making it sound like he's a really terrible husband because my wife would be in pain. I don't want to be there for that. What?
Right.
I'll give you some pain, and I'll be there for it. How about that?
Wow, good idea.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought. Like, don't you think she's scared, too? I would be terrified of that. But if he's there, I'd be like, all right, we're in this together.
Hey, just to let you know, when that day comes, Tori, if John doesn't want to step in and be in the room, me, Cato, and Tom will be there for you.
Oh, best big brothers ever. We'll also, so weird.
That's so sweet.
We'll be rooting you on. We'll be going, push.
Cato will have salt and pepper. Playing, push it, push it real good.
I had three unmedicated births by choice, and they were beautiful and amazing. My husband cut the cord, and he is kind of the biggest baby in the world, and he definitely took the video with, you know, his head turned the other way, going, "Come on, baby, you got it." He's going to have so many regrets, and the fact that he asked his dad, who also wasn't there, makes no sense to me. If your mom is still around, ask your mom how she felt about your dad not being there.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking him to get.
Well, and you know, you go back to like boomer age and they just didn't do that back then. The hospital wouldn't even let you.
They stood in the waiting room passing out cigars and smoking.
Exactly.
Right.
Getting that cancer head start.
My dad hates that he wasn't able to be there. So there's a man's point of view from not being there. He hated it. He really hates that he wasn't able to be there for mine and my sibling's birth. So
I will say it was...
Don't miss
it was cool in its own way. It was very, very cool.
It was like watching an Aliens movie.
Baby coming out of there.
I know.
Pretty amazing.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story.
All right. Thanks. Good morning.
You too. Hawk and Tom, good morning.
This is for Cassie. Todd said he did not want anyone's opinion, so I'm not going to give it to him.
Good job.
For Cassie, this man is showing you how he's going to support you through the rest of your marriage.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that just gave me chills.
But, I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute now. They've probably been married a little while, so he supported her. It's just this one little time.
She's
they got
right.
A kid. They got a kid. You can't be talking like that right now. You need to basically talk. Worst case, you need to maybe talk to a counselor or a therapist and try to figure out the root problem here. But I think that Todd is scared. I think he's afraid to be in there. He might be afraid he's going to pass out, and he's trying to bluster his way through a reason why he doesn't look like a wimp.
But she's right. If you can't be there for, hands down, one of the biggest events of your entire marriage or life together.
But they didn't used to do that. It's something some men just never thought they'd have to do.
I've known fathers to go into the delivery room and then do nothing else for their kid. The wife had to take him to school, pick him up from school, do all the school projects.
I'm in here.
Yeah. All right.
I think he's scared. We love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome, Tom.
Hey, I'm calling about this guy not wanting to go into the room with his wife.
Labor room, yeah.
It's made me mad. First, I just think he needs to suck it up. I mean, he was there for the joy of creating it, and he needs to be there for the pain of the delivery. And he says he doesn't want to be there because it makes him uncomfortable. I mean, she's not going to be sitting there, you know, enjoying every moment of it.
But that disturbs me that so many women equate this joy of conceiving with, oh, now you've got to suffer with me through the pain. I would never make my wife suffer with me just because she had some part in the initial thing. That's almost mean.
Yeah, but whenever you take your vows, it's in sickness and in health. And, you know, my husband has been through several surgeries, hernia surgeries and different things that, you know, I've helped take care of
now,
him.
Did you go in the emergency room and actually cut the hernia out?
Yeah, but you can't equate a child with a hernia.
I agree, and I don't know why you guys are.
Okay. Did you name the hernia?
Like y'all said, I mean, he can stay up toward her face with the back turned and just be there for her for moral support and comfort.
I agree with that for sure.
She would rather have there beside her, you know? I mean, she can't get her best girlfriend. I mean, it's not going to be the same.
Well, apparently he did stir you up a little bit this morning, didn't he?
He did, because, I mean, he just, first he wanted to blame it on, you know, the past of his, well, my dad wasn't there, but then it came down to he just wasn't comfortable, you know? Yeah. Didn't
want to
do it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in this morning.
Bye-bye.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, group therapy this week. Todd and Cassie going to have a baby, and he doesn't want to be in the delivery room. Maybe, you know what, he could just walk out when the credits start and he see that popcorn or that roller coaster go through the popcorn. It's like, okay, I'm going to go now. Have fun with all that, you doctors and everybody.
Now, when you say the credits, you mean at the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah.
Because the credits are like when they roll at the end and they have the bloopers.
The beginning of the movie.
I would love to see the bloopers on a reel like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on. Put it back in. Let's do that again. Take two.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Might have to blur them out, though.
Huh?
Might have to blur some of the bloopers out. Not on Showtime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, so maybe he can just walk out. And I thought this is very interesting because in deliveries or baby deliveries were not mentioned in this. But what's something that you might walk out on? Not a hospital surgery.
Clearly a bad movie.
Bad movie, number one.
See, I can't.
I have a couple of times on a couple movies, but I'm like you. I'll sit through it for the most part because they're expensive.
If I paid for it, I got to see the ending. Or even if it's on Netflix and I start watching it, I'm like, this is horrible, but I'm going to have to see this through.
I used to think that way, but then Batman and Robin, the original remake, if that makes sense, actually walked out of that. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But you can always go to the counter and say, listen, that movie's horrible. I would like a different ticket, and they'll let you do that.
Really?
Metaphorically, I guess, walked out on a book recently because it was just so bad, and it was scrambled thoughts, and I couldn't keep it. It was just, ugh.
I just remembered it was a comedian stand-up on Netflix recently that I started watching, like his little bits and reels that I see.
Yeah.
But he was not funny on that stand-up.
Wow,
sorry, Matt Rife.
I've dropped a bunch of books because I get that Kindle Unlimited where you can read all these books for like $11.99 a month, but there's a reason. These writers are like not really as good as the ones that are charging for their books. So I just quit some of them halfway through.
All right, something you might walk out on, a date was mentioned.
Yeah, we get a lot of that with Second Date Update.
Second Date Update. I mean, that's a feature on our show. So people are walking out on their dates. Also mentioned was concerts and or plays. Now, you know.
Okay.
I left early with Beetlejuice at the Peace Center because I didn't expect them to have so much profanity in it.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I was kind of shocked by that. It was very kind of just different.
I went to see a musical I thought was a musical at the Peace Center.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a ballet.
Oh, okay.
And I kept waiting for someone to start singing.
Yeah.
And they never did. Right. And at intermission, I had to bolt.
Yeah.
I had to bolt at intermission.
That's
sorry.
Like you find out you're not as cultured as they thought you were.
I love musicals.
Yeah.
I really thought that's what I didn't pay attention to the ballet part.
I felt like the first time I ever went to a play, I was being as cultured as humanly possible. And then I found out they had stuff that's even more boring.
Yeah, that's like the opera for me. I have no interest.
I will either.
Just stay an uncultured swine because I cannot. I can't with the operas.
You don't like hearing the fat lady sing?
That's
how they say it's over. They say it's not over till the fat lady sings.
Well, with the concerts, too, though, first of all, the ticket price is so much. But like that first finale, I might walk out after that because, you know, everybody goes at the same time and you're left in the parking lot forever. So you would
the
walk
encore.
Out on the encore, yeah. So you got after that, at least after the second, you know, time that they come out on stage.
True.
And you know, a lot of times you can hear the encore song while you're leaving.
You might,
so you don't miss it.
You don't miss it.
I heard Fireball by Pitbull in the parking lot getting into the car to go home.
But that's what sucks is you go to the concert and the very best songs are when you're wanting to leave.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Something you might walk out on. Now, this is more so for, I think, the college students, but like class, like you can just walk out of class.
It's kind of rude to do it in the middle of the class.
It is, but maybe you had some appointment to go to or something.
I did it in high school.
Yeah.
I got written up for it.
Yeah, I could see not going.
You can't
but
do it in high school.
No.
I don't know why you would just walk out in the middle.
Yeah, well, maybe because, you know, you just want to get as much as you can of the class in and get credit for it and then, you know, bolt the past or the next five or last 5 minutes. People walk out on an argument. You come back here. I will shut this door. You will not leave this room until we figure this out.
Yeah, but slamming a door, it really makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially if something falls off the wall.
People say that they will walk out of a party sometimes. You know, if the party's good enough, or is it too boring, you're walking out then?
Oh, that's my magic trick. I'll be in the middle of the room. Hey, everybody. And before you know it, I have disappeared.
That's me, too. I'm a ghoster. But, Hawk, I don't think anyone walks out of a good party.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point.
Even when it's time to go, I have to say bye to everyone.
See, that takes another 2 hours.
It does. That's
why
a couple more
Tori
drinks.
And I ghost, man. We're like, it's time. I'm out.
Yeah, for Cato, though, sometimes he's there the next morning going, hey, just wanted to stay and say goodbye.
No. Last time I said, are y'all cooking breakfast? They did.
Okay,
biscuits and gravy. That's good.
This is one that was kind of different, and I can relate to it, but something you might walk out on is the diving board at the swimming pool.
I've seen it.
So I know you walk out on it, and they're probably saying that, but for me, it's like you go to the high dive, and you climb up there, and like, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to get out on the, and I'm going to do it. Get some courage. You get all the way up on the high dive, and you look down like, I'm going to go back down. Then you're trying to crawl over people as you're backing back down.
Excuse me, pardon me, sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm just too scared to do it.
You know what, though? That high dive is too high.
It's scary.
And the fun part is you really don't see those in public pools, but at Table Rock State Park, they have that high dive and the low dive. And kids, I've seen them go up there and back down.
I've done it three times.
It looks so much taller from up top than it does when you're looking down. Kind of like everything in life. You think you know everything until you actually have to do it. And then you're like, oh, this is harder than I thought.
True.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I think most of us can figure out if our day has been ruined early on. I always say that here on the Hawk and Tom Show, we screw up more things by 9 a.m. than most people do all day long.
Yeah, 10 of them are mine.
And so sometimes these things happen and you know that your day is ruined. They ask folks, what is it that makes your day go bad and you know that it's going to be a bad day?
When my alarm goes off.
Okay, that is a popular one.
Is it?
No, I don't know, just going with your joke there, but that's your welcome.
For me, if I get out of routine at all... It's like if any little step goes out of routine, like the other day I came in here, I'm like halfway through the show going, I didn't brush my teeth.
We
knew. Your tongue over your teeth.
And that's one of our signs.
Yeah.
If you didn't brush your teeth.
You know, then or it's garbage day. You forgot to put out the garbage and you're scrambling to get that up and then that throws your whole day. You did too, Tom.
That's like the day I forgot to put in contacts.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, why is everything so blurry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just completely forgot. Missed that step.
All right. Well, they did mention oversleeping. When that alarm has gone off and you slept through it, that is a crappy feeling. And you got to convince yourself you're going to recover.
I remember in years past, I woke up, it was daylight, sun shining in my eyes. And I'm like, well, I guess the show's probably over by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That bad feeling, too, is when you wake up at 6 o'clock and you look outside, you're like, is this 6 a.m. or p.m.? Yeah. Yeah.
Even worse feeling is when you come in on a Saturday. And no one is here.
Shut up. They said also realizing you didn't charge your phone the night before can be very frustrating. Now, these days, there's so many ways to charge your phone. That shouldn't be a big deal. I got all those little portable chargers.
Yeah.
Throw one of those in and take off.
But it is a bummer to look at down into like 15%, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, man.
But that's not going to ruin my day.
Okay, no. Maybe this will.
It'll put a bump in it. But
leaving your wallet at home. I hate that feeling, man.
Okay, leaving your cell phone at home.
Yeah, that's worse. Even it's bad or worse. I think worse, because your phone can function as your wallet if you need it to.
I got all the way to work the other day, and I left my briefcase that I bring in. It's got all my stuff over here that I do, and I'm like, I'm not going back home for that, because I can get by without it, even though there's a lot of show stuff that I do. I'm like, but if it's my cell phone, I would have drove all the way back home, 30 minutes to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is one that's really, really frustrating, is running out of toilet paper and having to go into work with mud butt. That's just not pleasant.
I ain't coming with monkey butt.
That's not monkey butt. That's a different thing.
I'm going to find something to wipe my bottom.
Well, I always say, as long as you're wearing socks, you're never truly out of toilet paper.
Ew.
I'm going to do the bunny hop down the hall. And
oh, my God.
Get some toilet paper out of the pantry, or I'll use the quicker picker-upper or something.
A Swiffer?
Yes. No, quicker picker
upper.
The Bounty.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get paper towels. And you can make wet wipes out of those, just to let you know, but you can't do that out of toilet paper.
Your toilet's going to be clogged all the time. If you're putting Bounty down your toilet?
Yeah, I have to agree. It's absorbing all that water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
now you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Losing your keys. You're trying to get out. Here's my new thing is the kids park behind me. They forget to move their car at night. So I go to pull out and there's a car behind me and I got to move their car first, which is kind of frustrating. Waking up with a headache, not getting any sleep at night. That's so bad when you're laying there and you keep looking at the clock and you're like, I've still got 4 hours. I'm going to be okay. And then you're like, I've got 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or you wake up 5 minutes before your alarm.
Oh, that's a miserable one.
Because it's not enough time to go back to sleep.
Yeah, might as well just get up.
Yep.
Even I can even be like 30 or 40 minutes and I'll be going, oh no, it's not going to. I know I'm going to sit here and stress about it.
You get up. I'm going to sit there till my alarm goes off, and then I'm going to hit my three snoozes. But I won't go back to sleep.
So what is the worst thing to know that your day is ruined when you wake up?
The car doesn't start.
Nope.
Oh, good one. Rain. Yeah.
No, it's actually when you lock yourself in the garage by accident because your garage door opener doesn't work, Hawk.
You just made that up. There's not a lot of people have had that happen.
No.
That's my story.
I know.
I will own it.
I still don't understand it.
You should be a blonde.
That garage door, man, it was broke that day.
That number one thing is waking up and realizing you think you're getting sick. You got that tickle in the back of your throat, that stuffed up nose, and you're like, I got a cold.
Well, first day, it's like allergies. Oh, yeah. It's just allergies. And then that second day, then you're like, okay.
And why does everybody use that excuse?
That's right. So they can still come into work and spread it.
Yeah. It's not an excuse. It's hopeful. You're like, please just be allergies.
That's true. Right now, while I'm the most contagious I could be, I'm going to pretend I'm not sick. And then later, if I find out I am, I'll stay home.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.